జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ జయ గిరివరధారీ జయ గిరివరధారీ యశోదానందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యమున తీరావనచారీమున జయ రాధా మాధవ జయ కుంజ బిహారీ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద నిత్య గౌర హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ నిత్య గౌర హరి బోల్
జయ ఓం విష్ణు పాద పరమహంస పరిచకాచార్య స్తోత్ర సుత శ్రీ శ్రీమతి శ్రీ వాంగ్రీ సచనానంద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవృందకి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు సమ్ డ్యూటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు సమ్ డ్యూటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు సమ్ డ్యూటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసు వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
నిగమకల్పతరూర్గలితం ఫలం సుఖముఖాదమృత ద్రవ సంయుతం పిబత భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసికా భువి భావుకాః. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ముదిరేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయ. భగవతీత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. Hare Krishna, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 6, entitled Maharaj Parikshit Passes Away, Verse 28 and 29.
Suta uvacha iti ukta satatetyaha maharsher manayan vachaha సర్పసత్రాదుపరత పూజయామాశ వాక్పతి. సుత ఉవాచ ఇతి ఉక్తా సతతేత్యాః మహర్షేర్మానయన్ వచః సర్పసత్రాదుపరతః పూజయామాశ వాక్పతిం. సూత ఉవాచ ఇతి ఉక్తా సతతేత్యాః మహర్షేర్మానయన్ వచః సర్పసత్రాదుపరతః పూజయామాశ వాక్పతిం. సుత ఉవాచ సతతేత్యాహర్మానయన్ వచః
సుత ఉవాచ. సుత గోస్వామి సెడ్ ఇతి దస్ ఉక్తః అడ్రెస్డ్ సహ హి జన్మేజయ తథా ఇతి సో బీట్ ఆహ హి సెడ్ మహర్షే ఆఫ్ ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్ మానయన్ ఆనరింగ్ వచః ద వర్డ్స్ సర్పసత్రాత్ from the sake sacrifice, uparataha, seizing,
పూజయాం సారీ పూజయామాశ హీ వర్షిప్డ్ వాక్పతిం బృహస్పతి ద మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఎలక్వెన్స్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. సుత గోస్వామి కంటిన్యూడ్ అడ్వైజ్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్ మహారాజ్ జన్మేజయ రిప్లైడ్ సో బీట్ ఆనరింగ్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్ హీ డెసిస్టెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ద స్నేక్ సాక్రిఫైస్ అండ్ వర్షిప్ బృహస్పతి ద మోస్ట్ ఎలోక్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ సేజెస్. దిస్ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ అ పర్పట్ సో ఐల్ కంటిన్యూ విత్ ద నెక్స్ట్ వర్డ్స్. శైష విష్ణుర్మహామాయో బాధయాత్ లక్షణయయా ముహ్యంతి ఆశ్యైవాద్భూత భూతేషు గుణవృత్తిభిః. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. దిస్ ఇస్ ఇండీడ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ విష్ణుస్ ఇల్యూషనరీ ఎనర్జీ విచ్ ఇస్ అన్స్టాపబుల్ అండ్ డిఫికల్ట్ టు పర్సీవ్. Although the individual spirit souls are part and parcel of the Lord, through the influence of this illusionary energy, they are bewildered by their identification with varial material bodies. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The illusionary energy of Lord Vishnu is so powerful that even the illustrious son of King Parikshit was temporarily misdirected. Because he was a devotee of Lord Krishna, however, this bewilderment was quickly rectified. On the other hand, an ordinary materialistic person without the special protection of the Lord plummets to the depth of material ignorance. Factually, materialistic persons are not interested in the protection of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, their complete ruination is inevitable. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీన బంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమ ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
लोकं करोति वाचनं भङ्गं लभ्यते गृहीत्वा प्रार्थनां हरे कृष्ण सीकिङ्ग् ब्लेस्सिङ्ग्स् आफ् आल् द डिवोटीस् हियर् यु नो दट् ऐ एम् जस्ट् अ कोविड् कोटा केस् सिटिङ्ग् हियर् सो ऐ नीड् आल् युर् ब्लेस्सिङ्ग्स् एण्ड् प्रेयर्स् सो दट् ऐ केन् डू दिस् सर्विस् इन् द रैट् कान्शियस्नेस् it is very very easy to get bewildered by the glamorous service. This presentation is only for my purification. It is not to be taken as an advice or preaching given to senior devotees like all of you. Kindly bless me. So reading the translations again, Suta Goswami continued, advised in this manner, Maharaj Janmeja replied, so be it. Ordering the words of the great sage, he desisted from performing the snake sacrifice and worshipped Brihaspati, the most eloquent of sages. This is indeed the Supreme Lord Vishnu's illusionary energy, which is unstoppable and difficult to perceive. Although the individual spirit souls are part and parcel of the Lord, through the influence of this illusionary energy, they are bewildered by their identification with various material bodies. These translations and these two verses, you know, and purports of the disciples of Prabhupada actually gives us a few learnings which we can explore discussing in this next few minutes. First learning which comes up is how a practicing devotee should accept authority against his own wishes and desires. This is one thing which comes out of Janmeja's very humble action of just saying so be it and continuing with, you know, just leaving out all his previous arrangements. He had done an entire Yajnakunda, he had called all Sumana Brahmanas, and he had a desire to kill all the snakes which had, you know, which was the cause, according to him, the cause of the death of his father. And so that is one theme which is coming out. And why the jiva doesn't or is not inclined to accept any kind of an advice? What is it that makes us all run away from advice? What is it that makes us go against what is good for us? It is another thing which is coming out in this theme, and we'll touch upon that. And how being materialistic, if you continue in that path, being materialistic, how it is such a bad thing for us, and how it is practically it is running away from the mercy of the Lord. Why do we do that? And then lastly, what is the possible duty of all the devotees who are practicing? These are the four themes which I'll try to touch upon with available time. Now, quickly, if we see the recap, I think most of the devotees who have spoken till now have touched upon it, but I'll just recap it. You know, starting from where Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by Sringi, the son of Shemikrishi, and then Takshaka was supposed to bite him in 7 days. Then he renounced this entire kingdom. He gave it to Janmeja, and then he retired to the banks of Ganges. When he retired to the bank of Ganges, great, great sages from the entire corner of all the universes, I mean, every corner of the universe, they turned up over there without any communication, and they were waiting for something very glorious to happen. And there, lo and behold, enters our tender-looking Sukadeva Goswami, who's the most knowledgeable person available over there to speak the glories of the Lord. And then he, in 7 days without eating, sleeping, anything of that sort, they sit there, and Parikshit Maharaj is rapt attention and listening to all the glories of the Lord, and for 7 days this happens. And after the 7 days of glorious preaching which happens to Parikshit Maharaj says, okay, now I have understood everything, I would request your permission to retire and, you know, draw back all my senses and meditate on the Lord. And so after Sukadeva Goswami, who has been very lovingly preaching to him, immediately gives him permission, and he leaves with all his detachment. And then Parikshit Maharaj is sitting there with meditating, and then Takshaka, who could actually take any form, comes in the form of a Brahmana, and then he bites him. And then when he bites, the fire of the poison consumes Parikshit Maharaj, and because of that he turns into ashes. So after all this has happened, apparently Janmejaya was not aware, or was not, he came to know this later on, that Takshaka bit my father and my father is no more and he is burnt into ashes. So he got all furious because he's basically a Kshatriya. A Kshatriya is supposed to get furious. He did not think about, oh, Trunadapi Sunichena Taro Riva Sahishkuna. It's okay. No, he did not go that way. But his Kshatriya blood said, revenge. Let me burn up all those snakes, which was basically the cause of my father's death. So what he did a Sarpa Yagna. So he called up all the Brahmanas and then he said that now we're going to do Sarpa Yagna and I want mainly this guy, Takshak, to fall into this fire. So Takshaka made his counter move. He went to Indra and he said, seek blessings, please protect me. And Indra agreed. So when Brahmana started chanting the mantras, all the other snakes, one by one, they came and they said, every swaha, there was one snake coming in and falling in. But Takshaka was nowhere to be seen. So Parikshit Maharaj, Janmejaya asked, what's happening? Why is Takshak not coming? So the Brahmanas meditated and said, no, Indra is protecting him and that's why he's not coming. So Parikshit Maharaj, Janmejaya asked, is it possible for us to even call the protector of the Takshaka and call him into the sacrificial fire? Brahmana said, okay, perfect, not a problem. So we'll chant that mantra. And then they were all like kids who had practiced that mantra for a very long time and they wanted to see how this works. Now even if I call Indra, will he fall down? So they wanted to test that, and so they started chanting that mantra. And Indra, from his kingdom, from his chariot, and even Takshaka, all started moving. And that is when Brihaspati, with all his intelligence and advice, he came forward. Actually, in Mahabharata, it is said that it is not Brihaspati, it is Astika, according to Mahabharata. But I think it should be a group of sages who was led by Astika, and then Brihaspati is the one who spoke because he was being the most eloquent of all of them. So he spoke with the right counsel. And when Brihaspati spoke and he said, look, Janmejaya, it is not because of Takshaka that your father was killed. It is because of the karma. It is because of all. It's the Lord's will that is because it's happened this way. Immediately, not even waiting for the further explanation, Janmejaya agreed. He said, so be it. If you are saying, then it should be the right thing. So Janmejaya agreed immediately. Now, a few things which is worth noticing here is that, no, the kind of power the Brahminical mantras have, it can even call the king of the heavens into the sacrificial fire. If properly chanted, the Vedic mantras and Brahminical mantras have that much of power. So a person or people with so much of power, you know, like how it is said that people with power need to be more responsible. So they have to be more responsible, and hence this is one thing which we could notice is that Brahminical mantras or Vedic mantras have a lot of power. Second, even though Brahmanas were so powerful and they had the best and great mantras with them, they did not know what is right and what is wrong. When Janmejaya suggested that I want to call Indra along with the snake, they said, okay. Ideally, they shouldn't have. Ideally, they should have given him counsel, because Brahmanas are supposed to advise Kshatriyas to do the right things. Rather, they did not do. So, right counsel is what is needed at that point in time. So, Brihaspati, along with other sages, actually gave the right counsel to Janmejaya. And Janmejaya was actually very forthcoming in accepting the advice. He did not resist. He did not say, "Arey, what is this? I have done so much of preparation. You are stopping me now." He did not say anything of that sort. And he did not. He accepted right now. Not that Brihaspati turned away and said, "One more swaha, put." No, he stopped right there. So not even one more snake was killed, because Brihaspati said, "Okay, whatever has happened till now has happened. It's okay." So, you know, they call truce when different countries they're waging wars, and at the border the international forces come and say, like, this is where it is, this is where it stops. Wherever you are there. So then Brihaspati said, because of their previous karma, the snakes have gone through and some of them have died. That is their karma, it's okay. But now, if you go any further from here, you are going to start a new karma for yourself, and that is not advisable. And hence, When Brihaspati advised, Janmeja agreed. So it brings us a lot of, we can reflect upon our own lives and our own ways in which we are. It could be in office, it could be in many places, or it could be in temple, or it could be many places where there is something which we really want to do, but somewhere somebody is coming and stopping us. So this is at that point in time, or somebody is saying something against our wish. So if you have to see whether we are accepting the advice of the right counsel, the advice of the shastras, advice of the authorities in the right spirit or not. Because devotees means, one of the definition is that they accept advice. They accept the supremacy of the shastras. They accept the supremacy of the immediate and the superior authorities. On the other end of the spectrum, you could see people like Ravana. Ravana never agreed upon any counsel which was given to him. Because see, when we see, we might have had experience in our own lives that a person who needs the advice the most is the least receptive to that advice. So when Ravana kidnapped Mother Sita, many people, including Vibhishana, came and told him, "Hey Ravana, what you're doing is absolutely wrong, my friend. Don't do this. This is going to burn you up. This is like how Prabhuji was mentioned. This is Kama Yagna. The last Ahuti in this Yagna is going to be you. Don't do it." He said, "No. I want it. I want it. That's it. That's the end of it." So they woke up, they woke that brother up who was in total, supposed to be in total ignorance. 6 months he was sleeping. And then they woke him up, and after he woke up, he had his prasadam and he got up and he understood what is happening. He heard the story and said, "No, Ravana, you are doing wrong. I am there to support you. I will definitely fight on behalf of you. No, nothing, no questions asked. But what you are doing is wrong. If possible, you have to stop." Ravana said, "No, I am not going to stop. Are you going to be with me or not?" I said, "Okay." So Kumbhakarna also fought with him, but before that he gave him advice, but Ravana did not listen. Ravana, who is supposed to be such a powerful person, he had defeated all the demigods. He was supposed to be a very knowledgeable astrologer as well. And he had done so many good things, a great devotee of Shiva, but he could not accept good counsel. That is what made him, or one of the aspects which made him a non-devotee. And then there is one end of the spectrum where we have examples like Janmejaya. There are other examples of also like Janmejaya, like Maharaj Pruthu accepted the counsel of Brahmaji. And when he said, "Don't stop the 100 sacrifices, it's okay." In the cosmic sense, it looks like as though it's 100 sacrifices less important than the existence of Indra. So let's stop it. And then there is Parashara Muni, who accepted and stopped killing the Rakshasas at the advice of Vasishtha. And then so he got huge blessings. And then there is Dhruva, who stopped killing Yakshas on the advice of Swayambhuva Manu. Right? So so basically, there are many good people, examples, who are accepting authority and stopping themselves even against their own intended desire. But there are other end of the spectrum, there is Ravana who is not listening to anybody and then going to ruination. But in between, there are people who are like Duryodhana, who were not ready to accept advice from the right people, but you know, he is going and saying, "Okay, Karishye Vachanam Tava," from to his Mama Shri Shakuni. Because it is not because he wanted to get his advice, it is basically they are all like Duryodhana, Dushasana, Karana, Shakuni. They are all birds of the same feather who flock together. They were just scratching each other's back. "You know, you like to do this? I like to do this. Chalo, let us do this." So they, all of them put together, they did not listen to the right advice. So the right advice was not listened to by even Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was given advice by Kanika. Before the Pandavas were sent to the Lakshagraha with a evil plan of building a house with ghee and lac and everything which is so nicely combustible, and then to put them in that house and set fire, a very evil and a nice plan. But before that, they had to take Dhritarashtra's buy-in, because without that it is not going to happen. So what they did is they sent Kanika. Kanika was a good eloquent speaker, and when Kanika advised, "See Maharaj, when it comes to managing an entire kingdom, even if you have to kill the enemies who are your own people, it's okay, it's acceptable. That is the advice which Kanika gave, and Kanika's advice was accepted by Dhritarashtra, and he allowed Duryodhana to send the Pandavas to the Lakshagraha. So accepting the authority, the right authority, is a tricky thing. It always comes in as something which is not palatable for us, because if somebody is saying something to us and we are already in agreement to that, it doesn't look like an advice. It looks like, I wanted to do this and he's allowing me to do it. In Kannada there is a saying which is called Rogi Baisiddhu Halu Anna Vaidya Helidhu Halu Anna, means the person who was unwell, who's there in the Sevastan, he wanted to eat milk and rice. And the doctor came, he tested his pulse and said, today you have to eat milk and rice. Oh, I said, okay, fantastic, I'll eat milk and rice. So, if somebody is coming and advising something in line with our expectation, there is no problem. What we do in most of our cases is, we identify those devotees who's likely to tell me whatever I want to see, or whatever I want to do. And we'll go to that particular devotee and ask for the advice. Prabhuji, what do you think I should do? And he'll exactly tell you that as per your guess. And that is not the right way of doing it. You have to go to the right authority and go as per the pure Shastra and to the pure, not just the text, but the spirit of it. What has been said in the Shastras, what has been told by the authorities. Because if an institute or if a group of people are following a particular Shastra or particular set of Shastras, and then there is a leader for that, that leader has elected another or selected a person to be the sub-leader, and the sub-leader has selected another person for giving the service. The last person who comes and gives you the service is actual representation of Krishna. He is actual representation of Prabhupada. When somebody comes and says, can you do this, Prabhu? And there is no point of rejection. If it is not objecting or not taking away your time from your main service, if it is not taking away your time from your actual service which you are doing, and if you are able to do that, supposed to say yes. And even if it is against your wishes, even if it is against what you wanted to do. And I learned a very, very, very interesting thing while I was taking advice from Prem Kishore Prabhu. He said, none of us should actually ask for a service that I want to do this. Amazing standard to follow. And I was really, really astonished to see this, and amazing. I was amazed that this is the standard which needs to be followed, and that's what I learned. So, when it comes to advice, we are supposed to be the advisors to our senses and advisors to our mind and intelligence. Because Bhagavad Gita and Krishna says that you are actually above in the hierarchy. The senses are there, the sense objects below that, senses, and over that there is mind, intelligence, and then there is ego, and then there are you. But it so happens that whenever we are trying to advise the mind, says, hey, today is Ekadashi, let us do Nirjal. Says, hey, have you checked out the Mahaprasad today? You know what is cooking? So it doesn't allow you to do Nirjal, or it's like, it has its own mind. It has its own way of saying, do this or don't do this. So the senses have been accustomed to doing certain things over many, many millions of janmas. So, whenever we are trying to say that utsaha, nishchaya, dhairya, tat tat karma pravartanat, we are trying to advise our mind, but every time we are so hardwired to run away from devotion. Conditioned beings in the conditioned state are hardwired to run away from right advice, are hardwired to run away from devotion, are hardwired to run away from doing the right things. Utsahan, we always lose enthusiasm. We are supposed to have a lot of enthusiasm every time. Nishchaya, we must be determined. No, the determination keeps on losing here and there. Dhairyat, we should have the confidence that everything is going to be perfectly fine because we are under the shelter of Rupa Goswami, we are under the shelter of Prabhupada. That doesn't happen because the mind keeps on throwing, what if this happens? What if this happens? So that, and none of these things work for us. You know, datta tattat karma pravartana, sangatyago. Sangatyago is like one of the most important things which Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Instruction. He says it twice in two different verses, that don't attach to wrong company. But we are holding the wrong company right in our pocket and moving the entire world. We open up YouTube, wrong company is staring right at us. It is just a matter of scroll. You know, one of my people, one of my One of the students, a young boy who was learning shlokas from me back in the Middle East, he was asking me a very innocent question. He said, Prabhuji, this finger which comes out of the bead bag, is it to use the phone while we are chanting? I said, yeah, maybe that is one of the things which is getting used for, but no, that is not the reason why the finger is out. So this equipment which we carry, the sangha, the asat sangha which we carry around, we have to be very, 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 very careful. I can't overstate the need of that. And Satovrati, following the line of our acharyas, the predecessing acharyas, Srila Prabhupada has actually given us mercifully. He has given the temple schedule and then the daily morning schedule for us. You know, every time we take up the bead bag and start chanting, there are 1,728 possible reminders that we are not this body, we are supposed to serve Radha and Krishna. Possible 1,728 reminders, if not more. Then their morning program is so nicely arranged that we cannot escape the mercy. But somehow we are so talented and we are hardwired that we are running away and escaping mercy here and there. So, and then again, the Bhagavatam classes every day. We listen to one or the other person who's speaking about from the pages of Bhagavatam and hammering the point again and again. You're not this body. You're not this body. You're not this body. But no, then we can again go back and get bewildered. This is how it happens. You know, why doesn't the jiva really doesn't want to, you know, understand that all these things? Because it's like the devotees also get distracted. Now it is said, Janmayajaya also got distracted. Prithu Maharaj also got, Dhruva also got distracted, saying that he started killing Yaksha one after the other. He wanted to kill one person who killed his brother, but then he went ahead and then there is again the Kshatriya spirit came in him and he started destroying the entire clan of Yakshas. And then there was advice and then he stopped. But the advice should be given by the right people. Here, who got bewildered is not Janmayajaya. Janmayajaya was supposed to act like that because he's a Kshatriya. Who got bewildered were the people with the right knowledge, the Brahmanas. They were not supposed to have agreed upon his suggestion that let's get Indra into the sacrificial fire. They were not supposed to have agreed. He said, hey, look, you were doing till now, it's fine, but no, you're not supposed to do this. They were supposed to advise him, but then that did not happen. So, the listener, might get personally some kind of a discomfort when the advice comes, but at the end of the day, they should advise, like, and they should agree to it, like Arjuna. Actually, if you look into it, how the bewilderment happens, or how it is easy to get caught into the illusionary energy, Dronacharya is a very, very, very knowledgeable person. He taught the entire clan of Kurus. And he knows that his son Ashwatthama is a Chiranjeevi. But when Yudhishthira comes and says, Ashwatthamo gata kunjaraha, and then our Krishna blows the conch at the right time, he says, oh, Ashwatthama is done. My son is gone. And he gives up his weapons and he surrenders. Arjuna listened to the Bhagavad Gita not from the parampara or the disciplic succession. He listened to from the source. He listened to from Krishna himself. But when Abhimanyu died, he wept the entire night, his eyes becoming big like balloons. So there are instances where devotees also sort of exhibit their emotions in contrary to the popular belief. This is how the jiva gets bewildered. So what is the core reason? The core reason for all these things is accepting duality. We are accepting the nature of duality. So duality is created. We always see what is favorable, what is unfavorable. What is good for me, what is not good for me. Because in the spiritual world, Krishna takes care of all our senses very perfectly. And the gratification over there is permanent. It doesn't stop. The problem in this material world is that we are looking for sense gratification and that sense gratification is impermanent. That impermanent sense gratification creates competition to repeat it again and again. When we are looking for sense gratification, those people who support us to go towards our sense gratification are our friends. Those people who oppose us are our enemies.
a person who is my friend, I will have good dealings with him. A person who is my enemy, I'll have bad dealings with him. This is how the karma continues, and this is what we do. So, when this kind of materialistic thoughts keep on going in our mind, and we and people continue with materialistic ways of life, that goes into a slippery slope, and the person who becomes really, really totally materialistic becomes completely detached from the shelter of the Lord. You know, in the Bhagavatam 5th canto, 5th chapter, where Rishabhdev is giving advice to his 100 sons, he speaks about this Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikrama. In that it said, Na Sadhu Manye. Taking up this material body again is not so intelligent, my sons, is what he's saying. Before that he advises, saying that no, this kind of pleasures which all of us want, or the human beings want, is even available for hogs and dogs. We should not be striving for such a pleasure and not go behind any kind of material pleasure like this. And when materialist people become very, very materialistic and only focus on material success, and then we look at what happens to them, it is very clearly written in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. No, iram adya maya labdham, ivam prapse manorotham. In that entire series, it is said that how the jiva, which is bewildered, thinks that he is the Ishvara, he is the bhogi. And then he is thinking that I'm going to have all this money, and tomorrow there is going to be more money. I'm going to kill all my enemies. I've already killed so many of my enemies. I've found success so many times. I'm going to do that again. And then when I'm going to do that again, you know, who's there? Ko asti? Who is there like me again here in this world? There is no one comparable to me. I am now rich. I have aristocratic families and aristocratic friends. And I cannot be stopped. And then they also say that I'm going to do good things also. I'm going to do charity. I'm going to do sacrifices. And I'm going to enjoy. This is the superb, superb materialistic plan of all materialistic people. But only being materialistic is not going to be fruitful. In addition to being materially successful, if we are not attaching ourselves to the will of the Lord, to the advice of the devotees, to the advice of the Shastras, and submit to that authority, our life is going to be useless. So, in that sense, if we have to see what we are supposed to do, it is there again said in the last but one verse of the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It says, Yashastra Vidhi Musrujya. This says about how a person gets bewildered. If a person is not following the Shastra, what happens to him? What happens to him is that Nasa Siddhi Mavapnoti Nasakam Na Paramgati. Nothing is available for him now. Not happiness, nor going back to Godhead, nor any kind of Siddhi. Nothing. Nothing is achieved by being totally materialistic. What is supposed to do? What are we supposed to do with that? We're supposed to actually go ahead and submit to the Shastra, submit to the advice of what is being told, and be very, 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 very true to the acharyas and advices given to us by Srila Prabhupada and all our spiritual masters. You know, human beings are like, you know, we are all very varied levels of gray shades. There is nobody who's pure white, there is nobody who's pure dark. Varied levels of gray. Why? Because we have different levels of anarthas in us, different levels of vasanas which is distracting us, different levels of depth of prarabdhas which we have. All this gives us a combination where we are very, very different shade of gray. One shade of gray is different from the other. It is so, so, so pixelated. And hence, all of us, all of our journey, though combinedly we are moving towards what Prabhupada has told us, is completely different in that sense. That all of our journey is not extrapolatable to others. So when we are managing our devotee life, I thought of one management technique which is there. In all the management books has got four steps for managing anything. The first step is to clearly state what is the objective. Now first state the objective. So Prabhupada has helped us with that. He says our objective is Krishna Prem. We chant it every day in the morning. Those devotees who are considered to be a Vaishnava must guard against these offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success, Krishna prayed. So, it looks like a very lofty objective. Krishna Prem, kya chahiye? What do you want? Not complete my 16 rounds, not get me away from anarthas, not get me into nishta, not get me ruchi, nothing. Direct Krishna Prem. So Krishna Prem is the objective of all of us. That is at least the stated objective. If that is the stated objective, the second step of management of reaching that objective is to identify strategies to go there. If you want to go from Bombay to Delhi, you have to list down all the possible strategies possible with that. Now you could start with, you know, I could hire a chartered flight to go from Bombay to Delhi. I could go by, commercial airlines, but I could go by business. I could go by commercial airlines, I could go by economy. I could go by Rajdhani, I could go by train in a first class, second AC, third AC, sleeper, general class, go by bus, drive a car, ride a bike, cycle, run, walk. All these are strategies. But what strategy helps us to, you know, go and reach our objective in the stipulated amount of time and resources which we have? We have to be sure of that. So, in this body, we have a fuel which is maximum of about 100 is what technically is said, but I would say 70, 80. So, in that stipulated amount of time, if this is the anartha which we know, we know our anarthas inside, if we have to run in that speed, what should we do? Prabhupada has given us the methods to do that. And so, the third step is to properly implement the strategies given by Prabhupada. That is a step of management. First is objective, second is strategy, third is implement the strategy. Implementing that strategy to the core, do not leave any stone unturned, is what is said. So if you have left any stone unturned, see if this can be done and it can be finished and we can go towards our objective. And the fourth and the most important is keep monitoring whether you are going towards your objective or going away from the objective. It is very, very easy to get bewildered in the way. On the way to Vraja, you should see a few milestones. There are, on the path to Vraja, there should be a few milestones which you should see. Renunciation and detachment being a few of them. If it is not seen, if there is no visible progress, and the final litmus test is how much compassion have we developed for others? How much are we investing our time to get other jivas to look at the perspective presented by Prabhupada? This is one of the final litmus tests of whether we are going towards our objective or not going towards our objective. So when it comes to preaching, it is the mercy of the devotees that they actually are taking the risk of the ninth offense towards the holy name and preaching to everyone en masse. That is what we are doing. So this is what one is supposed to do. This is like this entire activity which we take up under the tutelage of our spiritual masters, under the shelter of Srila Rupa Goswami, under the protection of Srila Prabhupada, is like nothing less than a war. It is a daily war which we have to fight with all our energy. There is a Spartan call which says that a person who sweats more in training bleeds less in war. So this, for us, this transcendental nature of our practice is that this practice itself is war and this war itself is practice. Both of them are mixed together. So this is a war which is combined together, and all of us are supposed to be very, very alert to what they say in Hindi, Nazar Hati Durghat Nagati. So if we are not focused on our objective, it is very, very easy to get slipped towards puja, lava, pratishta, many other things. So, if you are focused, this is an ongoing battle for all Prabhupada Anugas, or Rupa Anugas, or specifically people who are following ISKCON as an institute. Now, we have to energize ourselves and with quality sadhana. Because quality sadhana is the fuel which is going to help us to propel our way. It's like what we have to do is that we have to focus and see how much we are improving. Just a bit better than yesterday. Have we done that? You know, we have to battle with our inadequacies, battling with our, you know, uncontrolled mind and senses, you know, battling with the sense objects, being very cautious of the weeds like bhakti, like, you know, as I said, puja, lava and pratishta, And I know it's like a war with Maya, war with where the mind is also sometimes, you know, giving support to the opposite side. And sometimes we win and sometimes the mind does. Sometimes Maya does. And then we say, touche, it's okay. We bleed and we continue with the war. We don't stop. So that is what happens when we are fighting. It's like how Lord Vishnu came and assisted the demigods during the Samudra Manthan. He took up so many roles. Something was missing, oh, the balance was not there, oh, he came with that and he gave the balance, and then somebody was not ready to do a particular service, he did that service. There was no balance of the mountain and he became Kurma, he came under. So he took up so many roles. Ultimately he just wanted to pick up the nectar and give it to the demigods, but he wanted to make sure that the demigods also felt that they have worked for it. Like that, Srila Prabhupada and the acharyas and our spiritual masters are actually taking multifarious forms for us to support in our journey, in our war. You know, when, you know, this utsaha nishchaya, whenever we lose, whenever we are down, they come to us, come to our rescue, and with enthusing lectures and pearls of wisdom. And when we are confused, they come to our rescue with enlightening purports. Sometimes we read the purpose and we get enlightened. And when we are losing hope, then they come as narrations of various hope-giving characters from Srimad Bhagavatam. Said, oh no, this has happened to him. And he also came up, you know, he was also saved. So don't worry, you also have hope. And then when we are lax, when we are sort of not so enthusiastic and not doing the right thing, not doing tat karma pravartanat, not submitting our assignments and everything. So that is when they come as words of advice from seniors who give us, you know, grassroots level teaching. They said, do this, do that, and they lead us step by step. And when we are in the risk of Janasangha, they come to us as friends in devotion and engage our minds in evergreen pastimes of the Lord and engage us in services which is supposed to be given to us. And they also help us on the path of the predecessors and show us the way. Picture this battlefield. This is like Prabhupada is leading us from the front line as a frontline warrior. You know, and all our spiritual masters are on exquisite chariots, which are multi-pedaled chariots. All of us are trying to pedal along. All of us are trying to pedal along. Because, you know, if a multi-pedal cycle, it goes more people pedal, it propels further. People who are following the Shastras properly, people who are submitted to the authority properly, people who are cooperating are doing a fantastic job of peddling, and that enthuses Prabhupada and our spiritual masters. But people who are not doing this are reverse peddling, you know, stopping the chariot from going any forward. So this is very, very difficult for them. And each day is, you know, with the sound of this conch shell, I would say this war starts. It's the clarion call of the war. When the conch shell blows, we are ready. We first take a good look of the handsome hero, our beloved Radha Gopinath, our Prayojana. And then we pay dandavats, and that gives us our sambandha, that I am Das Soham. I am the Das Dasanu Das. And then we get on with the Arabideya, with all the Navavidha Bhakti. We go ahead and fight this war. Very, very enthusiastically. So this is what, as devotees, our duty is to fight our war, because our preaching is not just by words. It's rarely by words when the adhikar is given to us by the other person. Most of the preaching happens by action. By looking at us, people get enthused. By looking at us, people say, hey, see, Prabhupada's follower is doing this. So we have to be very, very careful. Because once we wear the kantimala, we know whose dog we are. Then they know whom to complain. So they know, they say that, no, this is not right. An ISKCON follower cannot do this. Or, hey, see, that Prabhu did very nice thing. He's an ISKCON follower. Both of them are there on our very, very weak shoulders. So we have to do that as an activity and as a duty towards Prabhupada and Srila, and Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our spiritual masters, and of course, Sri Krishna who's helping us. And the only thing which we can do is just move one step ahead of comfort zone each day. Because getting into comfort zone, getting into that groove is the most easiest thing we can do. we do our activities, we are doing it relatively well, and then we become good at it, or we are doing well according to our own standards, but then we have to stop, rewind and see, is this the best that I can do? No, there is always, that is something better that I can do. So this is where I would like to stop, and thank you for your patient listening. Any comments, corrections, I'd like to listen to you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी।